So let's just adjust our ears now, ask God to help us to hear what he has to say to us.
所以我们求主调整我们心里的耳朵，向主祈求，愿他向我们说话。
Lord, we just thank you, God, for this opportunity this morning.
主为了早晨有这样的机会，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're always talking to us.
谢谢你的话，也谢谢你总是愿意向我们说话。
Lord, we thank you that you are interested in us.
我们谢谢你对我们是感兴趣的。
You're watching us.
也观望我，你也监察我们。
Listening to our conversations, watching, understanding our needs.
你也倾听我们与人的对话，你也监察到我们的需要。
Always wanting to give us direction and help us.
你总是愿意引导并且帮助我们。
So God, we ask you that you would help us this morning, that you would speak to us, that you would direct us, that you would, open up your word to us this morning, Lord.
因此我们向你祷告，求你早晨向我们说话，引导我们，并且把你的话开启在我们的心中。
Thank you, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit that lives inside of us.
谢谢你把宝贵的圣灵赐在我们的心中。
God, thank you that the Spirit is, cries out, Abba, Father.
谢谢你这个圣灵在我们的心中会呼叫阿爸父亲。
And God, we ask that you would stir up that spirit of adoption, the Holy Spirit within us this morning.
早晨你把那个儿子的灵搅动在我们的心中。
God, stir it up, God, breathe upon us by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning.
借着圣灵的能力向我们吹气，搅动我们的灵。
Speak to us by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, this morning.
借着圣灵的能力，主，你向我们说话。
God, comfort us and encourage us and direct us this morning with the voice of the Spirit.
借着圣灵的声音，早晨你安慰我们，要搅动我们，引导我们。
God, stir us to, be active in walking and pursuing you in a deeper way.
主啊，叫我们更深的借着这个搅动来跟随你。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, God.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, just rest upon us right now.
圣灵啊，现在就降在我们当中。
Lord, just settle down upon us right now.
降在我们的身上。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, this morning I would like to talk to you about walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天早晨想与大家分享的题目是如何在圣灵中行走。
God has designed the Christian life.
神所设计的基督徒的生活
that we are never alone.
就是呢我们不是单独行动的
When Jesus was teaching his disciples,
当主耶稣教导他的门徒的时候
he walked with them every day.
他每日与他们同行
talked to them every day.
他每一天跟他们说话
Imagine eating every meal with Jesus.
想想看这多好啊每一餐都跟主耶稣一起吃
Getting up in the morning, eating breakfast.
你早上起来吃早饭的时候
Across the table or across the campfire, there's Jesus.
坐在你对面的就是主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Every day at lunch, there was Jesus to eat and share meals with the disciples.
每一次吃中饭的时候，主耶稣都跟他的门徒坐在一起。
As they traveled on the road, they had conversations with Jesus.
当他们路行的时候呢，主耶稣与他们同行同谈。
He taught them and instructed them and showed them where to stay and when to stop and when to go.
一路上，他与他们交谈，教导他们如何往前，在什么地方停留。
For 3.5 years, the disciples enjoyed day-to-day fellowship with Jesus.
整整三年半之久，耶稣的门徒天天享受主的同在。
Can you imagine almost spending every waking moment with the person of Jesus Christ?
你能想象吗？在你所有醒的时刻，你都有主耶稣在你的身边。
The tangible presence of Jesus Christ.
他具体的、实在的同在。
Jesus touched them and they talked to him.
主耶稣摸他们，主耶稣对他们说话。
Amen. At the end, at the close of his earthly ministry,
在他结束地上的执事的时候
when he was getting ready to offer himself up on the cross and soon ascend to the right hand of the Father,
他把自己要献在十架上，而且要升到天上父神右边之前
he instructed his disciples that he was getting ready to leave.
他告诉门徒说他要离开了。
They could barely stand to hear that news.
他们简直不能够忍受这样的消息。
They grew so accustomed to spending every moment with Jesus.
因为他们已经很习惯要跟主耶稣在一起。
Don't you think you would feel a similar way?
你觉得你有没有这种感觉呢？
Amen?Jesus had become their close friend. They spent all their time with him.
主耶稣已经成为他们非常亲密的朋友，他们每一天与他一起生活。
And so he's getting ready to leave.
但是现在主耶稣要离开了。
And he's concerned how they're going to be able to respond to that.
所以他对他们因着这个离开而有的反应很关心。
So as Jesus starts to teach them and tell them and prepare them,For this fact that he is going to leave,
所以主耶稣告诉他们，并且要预备他们怎么面对他要离开之后的情况。
He wants to encourage them.
他要鼓励他们。
So he tells them that when he physically leaves their side,
所以他告诉他们，当他离开之后。
He won't leave them alone. He won't leave them as orphans.
他不会撇下他们做孤儿的。
That he will pour out, he will fill them with his Holy Spirit.
因为他要将他的圣灵充满他们。
He will send another comforter.
他会送另外一位保惠师来。
Amen?
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit is sent to us as believers as a comforter.
所以圣灵呢，送给我们这些信主的人是一个安慰师，一个保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is sent to us to do for us in our lives what Jesus did every day when he walked with his disciples.
圣灵被差遣来的目的呢，就是他要来做主耶稣他在地上天天与他的门徒同行所做的事情。
Amen? To teach them and encourage them and show them what to do and show them what to avoid.
教导他们，劝勉他们，引导他们什么可做，什么不可做。
This is the blessing of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵带来的祝福。
Amen? So we are not here by ourselves. This is not just a group of people exchanging ideas this morning.
所以我们都不是单独靠自己活着。我们今天坐在这里也不是是一群人坐在这里彼此交换意见而已。
Yes, we are the family of God, but the Holy Spirit is here inside us. Amen?
我们是神家里的人，没错。但是圣灵都在我们所有的人心中，不是吗？
We speak and exchange ideas, but His voice is here this morning if we will listen.
我们虽然可以交通有不同的想法，但是同一位圣灵在倾听我们的交谈。
Okay, Let's talk a little bit about, a little more about the character of the Holy Spirit.
我们下面想交通一下圣灵它的特征是什么。
As we've already said, the Holy Spirit is a comforter.
圣灵呢，他又叫做安慰子。
And he gives us assurance.
他给我们一个确据。
He gives us the assurance that we belong to the Father.
他给我们一个确据，让我们知道我们真是属于父神。
Romans 8:15 through 16.
在罗马书第八章十五十六节。
Paul exhorting the church.
保罗向着罗马的教会说
He teaches them, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕。
But you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
你们所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父亲。
Verse 16, the spirit bears the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
16节说到圣灵就跟我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
So one of the beautiful ways that the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts,
圣灵内住的一件美好的事情就是
one of the things that he comforts us with,
有一件事他不断地安慰我们的就是
is the reality that we are not alone,
我们乃是就是我们不是孤单的
that we are part of God's family,
我们是神家的一员
that we belong to him,
我们是属于父神的
That we have the assurance of salvation.
我们有一个凭证知道我们是得救的。
And the spirit of adoption as it is described here in Romans.
罗马书所讲到那个儿子的心。
Reminds us and assures us and comforts us.
在借着圣灵在我们的里面就常常提醒我们也安慰我们。
That we have been adopted.
那个告诉我们我们是神的儿子。
That we're no longer alone.
我们不再是孤单的。
That we belong to God.
我们乃是属于神的。
That we belong to a family, the family of God.
而且我们属于神的家的。
That we are not left to ourselves, but we have help, the help of God and the help of God's family.
所以我们不是落单的，我们是得着帮助的， 而且是在神的家中得帮助。
That we are no longer outcast, but we have a place to fit.
我们不是在外面流荡被赶逐出去的， 而是有一个地方，有一个归所的。
Is it good to belong to a family?
属于一个家不是很好的吗？
Amen. Amen. Is it good to know where your home is?
知道你的家在哪里是不是很好的感觉？
When you're tired, when you're weary, it's good to know how to find your way home, isn't it?
你疲倦的时候能够找到归回家的路不是很好吗？
It's good to have your little space with a bed, with a pillow that you can lay your head down every night.
能够有一个地方你每天晚可以回去能够枕手休息，那不是很好吗？
A home.
那叫做家。
A home where you belong.
一个属于你的家,
a home where you're loved and cared for and comforted. Amen.
一个在那里你得着爱和喂养的地方,
a home where you're encouraged.
在那里你得着安慰和鼓励的,
a home where people watch out for each other. Amen.
在那里有关心你的人,
a home where people notice each other and listen to each other.
在那里人会注意到你, 而且倾听你的心声。
In Christ Jesus, we have a home in the church.
在耶稣基督的里面, 我们在教会找到了这个家。
So the Holy Spirit, this is one of the things He always does in us. He says, you have a home, you belong, you're not by yourself.
所以圣灵做一件特别事就是不断地提醒我们, 我们不是落单的, 我们乃是有家的人。
If we are walking in the Spirit,
若是我们在圣灵中行走,
if we are cooperating with the Holy Spirit in our lives,
若是我们与圣灵合作的话,
we should have a strong confidence of that reality.
我们应该对这件事是很有信心的。
When you feel alone or by yourself or like nobody else understands,
当你觉得落单了或者孤单，觉得没有人了解你的时候,
that is not the voice of the Holy Spirit.
那个感觉绝对不是从圣灵来的。
Amen?
Amen吗?
When we feel all abandoned, all by ourselves, if we're frustrated and like nobody understands us,
若是我们觉得没有人了解我们，我们很气馁的时候,
that is not the voice of the Holy Spirit.
那个声音绝对不是圣灵的声音。
That is not what the Holy Spirit speaks to us who are, have put their faith in Jesus Christ.
那些对有信心的人，圣灵不是说这样的话的。
Amen?
Amen吗?
When that voice comes to you and says, nobody understands, nobody cares, nobody likes you, nobody wants you, there's no place for you here.
所以当你听到声音对你说,没有人了解你的,没有人喜欢你的,没有人关心你的,没有人要你在这里的。
That is the voice of the enemy.
那是仇敌的声音。
We do not receive that, we reject that lie.
对,那样的声音是,那是谎言,我们要拒绝。
And we must make a choice to get back to tune our ear to what God's Spirit always tells us.
在那个时候我们要做一个抉择，要选择神怎么说的。
The Holy Spirit reminds us that we are loved. Amen?
圣灵不断地提醒我们，我们是蒙爱的。
That God's eye is on us.
神的眼睛是在我们身上的。
That God's ear is listening.
神的耳朵是倾听我们的呼求的。
That God's heart cares.
神的心是关心我们的。
Amen?
Amen? Amen吗?
Praise God.
This is
what makes our faith in Jesus an anchor to our soul.
这个就是让我们的信心像锚抛在神的面前一样。
When everything else around us is falling away and falling apart,
当我们四周的人事物好像都要倾倒了,
God's abiding presence in us, inside our heart,
但是神内住的圣灵在我们的心中,
says it's okay.
跟我们说没有关系,
you're not alone.
你不是孤单的,
I'm here with you.
我是与你同在的。
Amen?
Amen吗?
In the epistle of to Hebrews, the writer exhorts us, be content with such things as you have, knowing this, that He will never leave you nor forsake you.
希伯来书告诉我们说，不要忧虑，因为他必不离弃你们。Our
contentment is not based on the things around us.
他说，我们讲到的心满意足，不是在乎外面的环境如何。This
confidence that we have as believers in Jesus Christ.
我们信主的人，因着在耶稣基督里的信心。Our
boldness to walk and follow God.
让我们放胆无惧。
Comes from the fact that He abides within us. Amen?
这一切都是因为圣灵住在我们的里面, 给了我们这样的确据和把握。
Though all men reject me and misunderstand me,
人可以拒绝我们, 人可以不相信或者误解我们，但是主的同在是不变的。
Galatians 4:6.
加拉太书第四章第六节。
And because you are sons,
说到你们既为儿子
and daughters,
或者女儿
because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts,
你们
crying out, Abba, Father.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
One of the primary purposes of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
圣灵在我们生命中有一个很重要的目的。
It assures us and comforts us that we are connected to God.
就是不断地提醒保证我们说我们是与父神相连的。
Amen?
阿们吗？
The purpose of our meeting this morning
今天早晨我们坐在这里
is to encourage you that you are connected to the Father.
我们有一个目的就是提醒我们彼此我们是与神相连的。
To encourage and strengthen that connection between you and God.
是鼓励并且加强我们跟父神的关系。
You would have that confidence and assurance in your heart of hearts that God loves you and you are connected to Him by His Spirit.
借着圣灵呢，你知道我们更加的确认说我们是属于父的，并且与他相连的。
Amen. Do you have that connection this morning?
早晨我们有没有与父相连呢
？Do you feel and are you aware of that divine connection, heart to heart, God's heart to your heart this morning?
你有感觉到那个神圣的连结吗？你的心与父神的心。
This is one of the primary benefits of the indwelling presence of Christ.
这个是有圣灵内住的最好的一个祝福。
Not only does the Holy Spirit remind us that we are His children,
不仅圣灵提醒我们，我们是他的儿女。
That we belong to Him.
那我们属于他。
That we're loved for and cared for by Him.
他是爱我们的，并且照顾我们的。
But the Holy Spirit also teaches us what we should do.
圣灵还要教导我们所当行的事。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Anybody in here need a teacher?
有谁需要老师的？
I still have a lot to learn. How about you?
我要学的事情可还多呢。你呢？
I'm still prone to make many mistakes and be confused oftentimes.
我常常是容易犯错的或是迷糊的。
You? Do you ever have that problem?
你们有没有这个问题啊？
I need a teacher in my life.
所以我在我的生命中常常需要一位老师。
I need someone to put their arm around me and show me where to go.
我需要有人怀着我的肩告诉我要往哪里去。
Show me how to go, how to do, how to live life.
告诉我往哪里去如何去。
What choices I should make and what things I should avoid.
如何做我的选择如何逃避某些事物。
Regardless how old we are, we always need a teacher.
无论我们多老我们总需要一位老师。
Amen.
阿们吗？
We need the Holy Spirit in our life, teaching us and instructing us, showing us in the way we should go.
我们需要圣灵在我们的生命中教导我们当行的路。
We need God's voice giving us direction.
我们需要神向我们说话，指教我们前面的道路。
Luke 12:12.
在路加福音十二章十二节。
Speaking about the Holy Spirit, Jesus encouraged the disciples.
这讲到说主耶稣怎么样鼓励他的门徒。
The Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
主耶稣告诉门徒说圣灵会教导你们所当说的话。
Do you ever find yourself in a conversation talking to somebody?
你有没有有时候跟别人对话的时候
？They ask you a question.
对方问你一个问题。
Maybe they make an accusation.
也许是一个控告。
Maybe they're angry and disappointed because you have not met some expectation.
或者呢，你叫对方失望了，所以对方很愤怒。
And you find yourself in that moment, I don't know what to say.
在那个时候，我个人来说，我常常不知道要如何回答。
Inside, in your mind, you go, what do I, how do I answer this?
在我的心思里，我会忙碌地说，我该如何回答呢？
How do I respond?
我应该如何回复这样的控告或问题？
Should I respond?
我该不该说什么呢？
How do I answer their questions?
我如何回答这样的问题呢？
So often we'll respond quickly in our own strength with our own intelligence.
常常我们用我们自己的聪明才智来回答问题。
And we make matters worse.
但是常把问题越搞越糟。
They become angry.
让对方更生气。
They're disappointed.
他们更失望。
Maybe they even laugh, huh?
或者呢他们会哈哈大笑。
The Holy Spirit, if we will ask, will show us how to respond.
但是若是我们问圣灵的话呢他会教导我们所当说的话。
I need the Spirit to help me oftentimes in this way.
我常常需要圣灵这样来帮助我。
John 14:26.
在约翰福音14章26节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
他说到，但是保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵。
He will teach you all things.
他要将一切的事指教你们。
And bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
I'm sure when Jesus started to tell the disciples that he was going to leave soon.
我相信当主耶稣跟门徒说我不久之后要离开你们的时候。
I'm sure they were concerned. They were maybe worried. Would they be able to remember all the teachings that Jesus had instructed them about?
我相信门徒一定相当的关心也忧虑说我怎么能够记得所有耶稣教导过我们的事呢
？I'm sure they were concerned. Oh no, Jesus, if you're not here with us, we'll forget all the lessons you taught us.
他们会说：“主啊，若是你不跟我们在一起，我们会忘记你曾经教导我们的事的。
”So Jesus encouraged them, "Don't worry."
所以主耶稣勉励他们说：“不要忧愁。
”I will not leave you alone by yourself.
因为我离开之后，你并不是孤单的。
I am not going to abandon you.
我不会抛弃你不顾的。
You're not going to be an orphan.
你不会变成一个孤儿的。
I will send the Holy Spirit,
我会差遣保惠师去
who will remind you,
他会来教导提醒
who will help you remember,
帮助你们记得
everything I taught you,
我教导你们的一切事情
Amen?
Amen 吗
Isn't that good news?
这岂不是好消息吗
I need, don't you need the Holy Spirit to help you remember what Jesus said last week?
你需不需要圣灵帮助你提醒主耶稣上个礼拜对你说的话
？So often times we God speaks to us and things happen in our life that make us forget what God said.
很多时候神对我们说话了，但是呢，生活中有事情发生，就叫我们忘了神所说的话。
God encourages us through His Word or in a time of prayer that He's going to do good things in our life and in our family's life or for our children.
借着祷告或我们读主的话的时候，神提醒我们，他要祝福我们，祝福我们的家，祝福我们的孩子。
And then suddenly some circumstances arise that are difficult, are challenging.
但是突然呢，我们生活中发生了某些事，让我们的环境很困难。
And then we kind of scratch our head and say, "What was God saying?"
我们就抓抓脑袋说，神怎么说的
？What did the Lord say last week?
神上礼拜怎么样提醒我的
？I can't remember. Do you have that problem?
我现在想不清楚了。你们有没有这种问题啊
？The Holy Spirit then quickens within your heart.The words of Jesus.
那个时候圣灵就常常来苏醒我们的心提醒我们主的话是什么
He reminds you how the Lord promised to love you and care for you.
他提醒我们主应许他爱我们他照顾我们
To comfort you and never abandon you.
他安慰我们他永远不离弃我们
He reminds you about the promises that he spoke to you in prayer.
圣灵来提醒你我们在祷告的时候神给我们的应许的话语
About what he was going to do in your son and your daughter's life.
神怎样给我们一个把握他如何在我们的孩子身上有一个改变
Amen?
阿们吗
The Holy Spirit reminds you, don't give up.
圣灵提醒我们说不要放弃。
Don't grow weary.
不要失去信心。
God hasn't changed his mind.
神的心意从来没有改变的。
Amen?
阿们吗
This is what the Holy Spirit does. Don't we need this?
这是圣灵的功用之一他所做的事之一我们岂不需要这样的工作吗
Do you recognize that the Holy Spirit is speaking into your life, reminding you not to forget?
圣灵向着我们说话，提醒我们不要忘记。
Not to forget the goodness of the Lord.
不要忘记神一切的恩惠。
Not to forget the fact that He has provided a sacrifice that makes provision for forgiveness of our sins.
不要忘记为着我们赎救得救赎，他所预备的一切的牺牲。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵会做的事。
Don't we need this work of the Holy Spirit to teach us and help us remember?
我们岂不需要圣灵不断地教导我们或提醒我们吗？
To comfort us and remind us that we belong?
安慰我们，而且提醒我们，我们是属于谁的？
Do you want this work of the Holy Spirit in your life?
你需要这样子的圣灵的工作吗？
Do you want this work of the Holy Spirit in
your life? 你要这样圣灵的工作在你的生命里吗？
Amen.
Amen.
Romans 8:14. What of this is a beautiful promise here in the Epistle of Romans?
这是一个非常美好的应许。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵所引导的都是神的儿子。
One of the main benefits of being a child of God,
身为神的孩子的一个好处。
A major part of being a son and daughter of God,
身为神的儿子或女儿一个非常重要的事。
Is not that we are led by our own mind,
就是我们不是被我们自己的心思所引导。
Or we are led by other men,
或者被着别人所引导
led by other leaders,
或者别的领袖所领导
but that we are led by the Spirit of God.
而是我们是被神的灵所引导
If you are a child of God,
如果你是神的孩子
the Spirit of God lives within you,
神的灵就住在你的里面
and talks to you,
而向你说话
and walks with you,
与你同行
and shows you where to go.
告诉你要去哪里
and shows you where not to go.
你告诉你不要去哪里
This is the Spirit-filled life, amen?
这就是圣灵充满的一个生命该有的情形
The Holy Spirit lives right in here.
圣灵就住在我们的里面
and talks to you.
他是说话的
reminds you.
他是提醒我们的
and leads you.
引导我们的
amen?
阿们吗
Shows you how to go.
圣灵告诉我们如何走。
This is why we can have joy and hope in this earth. Amen. This world.
这就是为什么我们在世上生活的时候能够有盼望，能够有喜乐。
When life comes crowding around us.
当生活好像纷乱的时候。
Worries and fears and problems and decisions need to be made.
各种的忧虑，各种的问题，各种的决，我们要做的决定。
Everything kind of presses in on us.
好像每一件事都带给我们极大的压力。
We can be tempted to be afraid, can't we?
我们很容易就害怕了，不是吗？
But we are not doing this by ourselves.
但是记得，我们不是单独面对这一切的事。
As those who have put their faith in Jesus.
那些相信主的人。
God's Spirit lives in my heart.
神的灵住在他们的里面。
Cries out.
这样的心会呼求的。
Teaches me how to pray.
会说父啊教导我如何祷告
It cries out the Spirit of God within me, Abba, Father.
会呼叫阿爸父亲
Amen?
阿们吗
And God's Spirit teaches me and leads me.
当这样做的时候神的灵就会教导我们也引导我们
This is the Spirit-filled life, being led by the Spirit.
这是一个被圣灵充满的生命就是受圣灵引导的生活
Being filled with the Holy Spirit means I don't make all my own decisions.
被圣灵充满的意思就是说我不为自己或靠自己来做决定
I follow God's word and God's Spirit shows me what to do.
我按照神的话来生活行事神的灵会引导我
Being filled with the Holy Spirit means when people ask me for understanding or ask me questions.
被圣灵充满的一个生活就是当人来向我请问我问题的时候
I don't just share my knowledge, I share God's word and I share what the Spirit of God says in that moment.
我不是凭着我的知识来回答人而是转向里面求圣灵来教导我在那个时刻当说什么话。
Oh, the Holy Spirit makes us all look very good sometimes, doesn't he?
圣灵让我们非常的好。
Have you ever had somebody come and ask you a difficult question?
你有没有这样的经验？有人来问你一个难度很高的问题。
You think to yourself, I have no idea what, how to answer that person.
你心里是想说，我一点概念都没有，如何回答他？
In that moment, the Holy Spirit shows you what to say.
但是当你正这样觉得时候，圣灵就在里面引导你知道怎么回答。
Have you ever had that happen?
你们有没有这样的经历呢？
The Spirit speaks something right there to your heart.
就是在那个当儿，圣灵就向你说话。
And you answer.
你就用那个话来回答那个人。
And the person that was asking the question,
那个来问你问题的人呢?
Goes, how wise! Very smart.
就恍然大悟说, 哦, 那是这就是很聪明的回答。
And we kind of laugh inside ourselves, knowing it wasn't us, it was the Lord. Amen.
我们在心中窃笑说, 其实不是我们有聪明, 是神帮助了我们。
The Lord wants to help us.
神要帮助我们。
Amen.
阿们吗?
As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, Romans 8:14.
罗马书8章14节所说的, 凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
John 16:8.
约翰福音16章8节说道,
And when He comes,
他既来了,
we're talking about the Holy Spirit,
这个他是指的圣灵,
He will convict,
他既来了,
and convince,
就要叫世人,
the world of its sin,
为罪,
and of God's righteousness,
为义,
and of the coming judgment.
为审判, 自己责备自己。
Our old heart,
我们的心,
before we put our faith in Jesus,
在我们信主之前, 我们的心是怎样的?
Our old hardened heart,
我们那个老的心是硬的心,
it chased after sin and the ways of this world,
是一个追求这个世界的道路和罪恶的心。
Our old heart did not distinguish between what was right and what was wrong,
我们原来的心,那个老心是没有办法分辨是非的。
And even when it saw what was wrong,
即使看见 是错误的事,
our old heart,
我们的老的心,
often would choose the wrong path,
还是会常常拣选错误的道路。
Our old heart would willingly disobey,
我们旧的老我是常常会甘愿自动的,
the ways of God,
违背神的路。
But as we have put our faith in Jesus Christ,
但当我们信主之后,
we have a new heart, amen?
我们的信心放在主的里面的时候, 我们就得到一个新的心。
God has taken that heart of stone out of us,
神把原来那个刚硬的像石头的心,
and given us a tender heart, a soft heart,
拿走了给我们一个柔软的心,
a spiritual heart that responds to God,
是一个属灵的心, 向着神的事是有反应的心。
And as we walk in the Spirit,
当我们在圣灵中与主同行的时候,
when there is a choice to do a wrong thing,
常常我们面对一个抉择,
when there is a choice, an opportunity where we can sin,
或常常是我们好像面对一个要我们犯罪的一个抉择,
the Holy Spirit inside us,
在我们里面的圣灵,
says stop,
就会跟我们说不要做,
says no,
说不可以,
that we'll feel the Holy Spirit be grieved inside our heart that tells us no, stop.
我们可以感觉到圣灵在我们里面忧伤, 告诉我们不要做这件事。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们了解我在说什么吗?
This is what the scripture means when it refers to the Spirit convicts us of sin.
这里圣经就告诉我们, 圣灵来叫我们为罪来责备自己。
It teaches us and convinces us and reminds us when things are not good,
教导我们, 提醒我们, 告诉我们这个事情是不好的。
We need the Holy Spirit to teach us and to show us because left to ourselves, we will make bad choices.
我们需要圣灵来提醒我们, 因为若是没有圣灵的帮助, 我们常常做许多错误的决定。
This is not a luxury that I'm talking to you about this morning, friends.
今天我所讲到圣灵所有的工作都不是我们可以不用有的。
Do you hear me? This is not something we can live with or live without.
不是一个无所谓的有也可以无也可以的。
The things I'm talking to you about this morning are necessities.
今天早晨我们说交通与圣灵的工作都是 必要的,
they are absolutely essential to live the Christian life and to live a happy and blessed life.
这是所有信主的人要过一个有意义喜乐的生活所不可缺的。
It is not a luxury. Do you hear me this morning? It is not a luxury to have the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
得着圣灵的安慰不是一个奢侈品我们可以没有的。
It is a necessity, amen?
而是一个必需品。
My heart, my mind, my emotions, who I am, cannot survive in this old world without the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的安慰和引导, 我这个人, 我的心思, 我的意念, 我的心肠, 是没有办法在这个世上好好生活。
Without the comfort and the teaching, the instruction of the Holy Spirit, my heart becomes sick.
没有圣灵的教导, 安慰和引导, 我的心会生病的。
I become broken and I am uneasy, I'm fretful, I'm anxious, I'm fearful.
我会害怕，我会慌张，我会破碎。
Do you know what I'm talking about this morning?
你们知道我在说什么吗？
We cannot live without the Holy Spirit in our lives.
没有圣灵在我们的生命里，我们没有办法生活的。
We will be absolutely miserable and heartsick without the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们没有圣灵的同在，我们的心是会生病的，而我们会度过一个非常可怕、可怜的生活。
We will have no answers for our own problems and no answers for our children's problems without the Holy Spirit in our lives.
没有圣灵在我们的里面，我们对自己的问题或别人的问题，或者我们小孩子的问题是没有解答的。
There will not be the blessing of God in our lives.
也没有神的祝福的。
And we will be totally unable to give anybody else a blessing.
我们也没有能力帮助人成为别人的祝福。
We won't be able to help other people.
我们也没有办法帮助其他的人。
We won't even be able to help our own children or our husband and wife.Without the Holy Spirit,
没有圣灵的内住，我们没有办法帮助我们的家人的。
Without the God's Holy Spirit in our heart,
没有神的圣灵在我们的心中。
We are starving spiritually in a hungry world. Amen.
我们是在一个属灵的饥饿里面。
And we have no way to give our children bread to eat.
因此，我们也不可能供应我们孩子属灵的需要。
We are starving, and they're starving in a starving world without Christ and without God's comfort.
我们是饥饿的，我们的孩子也是饥饿的。我们活在一个充满属灵饥饿的世界。
This is why Jesus came and died on the cross.
这就是为什么主耶稣要来为我们挂在十字架上。
This is why Jesus paid it all on the cross.
这就是为什么主耶稣在十字架上付了一。切的代价
to remove our sins,
为要叫我们能够得着罪的赦免
in order that the Holy Spirit could fill our lives and mind and heart with the truth and comfort of God.
而且让圣灵可以在我们的心思在我们的生命里把神的真实和神的安慰充满我们
The Holy Spirit fills our heart.
圣灵是充可以充满我们的
and reminds us you're not alone.
而且告诉我们我们不是孤单的
I'll show you what to do.
我会告诉你刚如何生活
I love you.
我爱你我关心你
Amen.
阿们吗
Do you have the Holy Spirit in your life?
你有没有圣灵在你的生命里
Do you have the Holy Spirit in you?
你有没有圣灵住在你的灵中
The Holy Spirit not only comforts us and teaches us.
圣灵不仅安慰我们，教导我们。
The Holy Spirit gives us power to live the Christian life.
并且给我们能力，能够过一个基督徒当有的生活。
Being a Christian is more than just being forgiven of our sins.
做基督徒不只是仅仅享受赦罪的恩典。
Do you hear me this morning?
你们要听清楚了。
Praise God.Praise God, praise God for the fact that Jesus forgives me of all my sins.
为的耶稣赦免了我所有的罪，我要赞美神，赞美神，赞美神。
Our sins are washed away and we have perfect peace in our heart, amen?
我的罪已经得洁净，我可以得着一个真的赦罪的平安。
But what God has done in us by His Spirit is more than just forgive us of our sins.
但是神借着圣灵所要做的工作不仅仅是叫我们罪得赦免而已。
He fills us with the power and ability to overcome our sins.
他给我们一个能力充满我们叫我们能够胜过罪而不犯罪。
Amen.
Amen.
This world without Jesus are slaves to sin.
这个世界若是没有主，他们是罪的奴隶。
We as the followers of Jesus, though we're not perfect,
虽然我们不完美，但我们是神的跟随者。
We say no to sin.
我们可以向罪说不。
And as we follow the leadership and direction of the Holy Spirit,
特别当我们跟随圣灵的引导的时候，
He shows us how to walk away from sin.
圣灵教导我们怎样离开罪恶。
And overcome sin, amen?
胜过罪恶。
Amen?
阿们吗？
The families of the world.
这世界上的家庭。
Without Christ.
没有主的家庭。
Broken, hungry.
常常是破碎的，是充满了饥渴，
angry,
充满了愤怒。
Angry, frustrated, fearful.
充满了沮丧，充满了惧怕。
Hurting one another.
在家中彼此伤害。
Husbands speak badly to their wives.
丈夫向太子说，太太说不好的话。
In hurt and anger, the wives respond to their husbands with angry words.
太太因着愤怒和受伤，也一样用愤怒的话回答。
Parents tear down their children with words that are not kind and Christ-like.
父母向儿女说的不是没有不像有主的话，不温柔不良善的话。
The home, instead of being a safe place of comfort and protection,
以至于一个家应该是受到保护、受到安慰的地方
becomes the place where people are hurting one another,
而变成一个叫人彼此伤害的地方
where they're tearing one another down,
他们彼此拆毁、攻击。
And God does not want it to be that way.
这不是神所想要的家的
状况。God wants to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
神要将我们用圣灵将我们充满。
Fill us with the confidence that He loves us.
要给我们一个确据说他是爱我们的。
And because we understand He loves us, we can love others. Amen?
因为我们明白说神是爱我们的时候，我们就能够爱其他的人。
And then He teaches us and shows us how to overcome the things that hurt our families.
他就可以教导我们如何来胜过或者是医治那个我们所造成的破碎和伤害。
Amen.
Amen.
This is what the Holy Spirit does in us.
圣灵所做的就是这样的事。
Acts 1:8.
使徒行传一章八节。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
圣灵要降在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
God's Spirit gives us power.
神的能，圣灵给我们能力。
We feel weak, God's Spirit empowers us.
我们觉得软弱的时候，他来加我们的力量。
When we are tired, God's Spirit empowers us.
我们觉得疲倦的时候，圣灵来给我们力量。
Amen.
阿们吗？
When we feel unable to resist a sin,
当我们觉得我们没有办法拒绝一个罪的时候，
God's Holy Spirit will help us, walk away from that sin.
圣灵来帮助我们离开那个罪。
When we feel tempted to say hurtful words,to those that we're supposed to love and help.
当我们被试探要说一些伤害别人的话的时候，
if we're listening to the Holy Spirit, He'll help us be quiet.
那个时候我们的心若是转向主，他会告诉我们，
He will help us hold our tongue.
他会告诉我们不要说。
And instead of saying hurtful things, He will help us say blessings. Amen.
很多时候他叫我们不要说伤害对方的话，反而说那个祝福的话。
2 Timothy 1:7.
提摩太后书一章七节说道，
For God has not given us a spirit of fear.
因为神赐给我们的不是一个胆怯的心。
A sure sign of people that are not walking in the spirit.
你知道不在圣灵中行走的人有一个很明显的一个表现。
When we don't walk in the spirit,
当我们没有与圣灵同行的时候，
we live with fear.
我们常常是害怕的。
Constant fear.
我们有一个常常有的惧怕。
Without the Spirit of God in us in a strong way.
若是神的灵在我们里面不是刚强的。
Always worrying and fretting and nervous about how to respond or about this or about what other people think.
我们总是忧虑的或是害怕的，在乎别人怎么想。
Some people, the wheels are always turning in their mind, always thinking, always afraid, always wondering.
有人的心思是很忙碌的，非常的着急，常常在思想各样的事。
Some people live in a constant state of torment in their mind and in their heart.
很多人呢，常常活在一个被自己的心思所搅扰的痛苦的状况。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我在说什么吗？
The Holy Spirit changes that.
但是圣灵来可以改变这个状况。
The Holy Spirit brings peace.
圣灵来就把平安带来。
The Holy Spirit teaches us what to set our mind on and what to not think on.
圣灵教导我们如何思想，什么该想，如何想，什么不该想。
Amen. Amen. For God has not given us a spirit of fear.
所以神赐给我们的不是一个胆怯的心。
God's Spirit in your life will not make you constantly afraid and anxious and nervous.
神的灵在我们的生命里不是要叫我们常常害怕的。
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
因为圣经上说到，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Sound mind.
是一个谨守的心。
The Holy Spirit is described as the water, the river in the scriptures. Amen? The water of the Holy Spirit flows in our life.
在圣经里讲到圣灵的时候，常常用水来做它的表号。
The Holy Spirit in the scripture is described as a fire.
有的时候用火来代表圣灵。
That brings warmth and light and power.
带来亮光。
Energy.
带来能力，带来能量，带来温暖。
But the Holy Spirit is not like the water faucet at home that you can turn on and then turn off.
但是圣灵呢，却不是像水龙头一样，你高兴的时候就把它扭开，不高兴就把它关起来。
You know, at home you have your faucet in the kitchen sink, ladies.
比如说，姊妹们在厨房里，我们煮饭的时候那个水龙头。
Oh, I need to boil a little bit of water. I'll just turn that on.
我要煮一点开水，我就把水龙头打开。
That's enough. Turn it off.
好，满了，关起来。
Oh, the house is maybe a little bit cold and you're going to turn the furnace on. You want to bring a little warmth and fire into the house.
你觉得房子里面有点冷，所以你就把暖气打开，把火升高一点。
You adjust the thermostat. You turn it on for a moment.
你把那温度计调一调，往调高一点，然后暖气起来一阵子。
And then when you're content and comfortable and warm, you turn it off.
等到室内的温度够暖了，你就把它关掉了。
There is no switch with the Holy Spirit that we can easily turn on and turn off.
但是在圣灵住在我们里面的光景却不是这样的，不是叫我们可以随意打开关起来。
But I'm afraid we as believers sometimes try to treat the Holy Spirit that way.
但是我恐怕我们这些信主的人常常是这样对待圣灵的。
We feel fearful or afraid, so we want the comfort and assurance of the Holy Spirit.
我们害怕的时候，或我们忧虑的时候，我们觉得我们需要圣灵的安慰。
You know, turn the thermostat up. I want it to be warm. I want the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
我就赶快把温度计调高一下，这样子呢，圣灵就像暖气一下可以进来。
But then God says something by the Spirit that we don't know if we like.
但是如果神借着圣灵说一些我们不喜欢听的话，
Then God by the Holy Spirit speaks a word to us that maybe is tells us to do something that we don't much care to hear.
或者神借着圣灵告诉我们去做某一些我们不想做的事。
And so we decide, oh, that's enough warmth. I think I'll turn the thermostat down.
我们也许当时说，哦，说够了够了，我不想听了，就把它关掉了。
It doesn't work well that way.
圣灵内住的时候，这样是不行的。
You know, we want a little bit of water. Turn the spigot on.
你需要点水，把水龙头打开。
Well, that's enough. I think that's enough. I'll turn it off now.
我用够了，把它关掉。
So we want the teaching of the Holy Spirit. We want the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and we want the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们喜欢圣灵的引导，圣灵的能力，圣灵的安慰。
But are there other times in our life where we're saying?Oh, no, that's enough, Lord. I don't want any more teaching.
但是有的时候我们来到一个地步，我们说啊，够了，够了，不要再教我了。
That's enough, Holy Spirit. I don't want to hear any more.
圣灵，够了，够了，我不要再听了。
You know, I don't want to see that. I don't want to feel that. I don't want that word in my life right now. So we try to turn the Holy Spirit off.
我们不要再听见了，不要再看见了。我不要你的话再向我说了，我把你关掉。
This is what the scripture describes as grieving or quenching the Holy Spirit.
圣经上描述我们这样的行为叫做消灭圣灵的感动。
Jesus,
让圣灵担忧。
The scriptures plainly tell us in Ephesians 4, do not quench the Holy Spirit.
以弗所书第四章，神清楚地说，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
In 1 Thessalonians, it tells us do not quench or grieve the Holy Spirit.
或者不要叫圣灵担忧。
Don't suppress.
不要压迫圣灵。
Don't push down or push back the work of the Holy Spirit.
不要压制或是拒绝神圣灵的工作。
If we are going to be believers that are living the Spirit-filled life,
若是我们是真的信主的人，要过一个被圣灵充满的生活。
If you want to live every day of your life with wisdom and understanding and comfort of the Holy Spirit in your life,
若是你想过一个生活是充满了神的智慧、安慰和引导的。
You must receive all that the Holy Spirit has to say to you.
你必须全面地接受圣灵的工作。
Our old nature, the old man, the scripture tells us, the flesh.
我们的天然生命，我们的肉体，我们这个老的人。
loves and pursues the things of this world.
喜欢追求这世界上的东西。
And there are times still when our flesh will try to rise up and pursue the things of the world.
有的时候我们的肉体发起来的时候，我们要追求这世上的东西。
And the Holy Spirit will remind us, teach us, stop, don't do that, don't go there.
圣灵就来提醒我们，不要往那里去，不要做那样的事。
And at that point, we have to make a choice.
在听到那样声音的时候，我们要做一个决定。
Will we cooperate and embrace the work of the Spirit?
我要与圣灵同工吗？
Or will we close our eyes and close our ears and do what we want?
还是我要把我的眼睛闭起来，耳朵关起来，我做我要做的事？
Will we do what makes our flesh feel comfortable or feel good?
我要做让我的肉体快乐舒服的事吗？
Let's be honest.
我们诚实地扪心自问。
There are times when all of us choose to ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们是常常拒绝或者忽略圣灵的声音。
The teaching of the Holy Spirit.
或者圣灵的教导的。
And we pursue the things of this world.
而去追求这世上的事物。
Isn't this true of all of us at one time or another?
我们多少都有这样的情形，不是吗？
I confess, I made that decision sometimes.
我承认我做过那样的抉择。
But it is inconsistent for me to want God's comfort and love and assurance and teaching. You know, I want all God's power in my life.
那就我而言，我一面要神所有的祝福、教导、安慰、保护。
I pray to the Lord, Oh God, teach me what to do.
而且我说主啊，我祷告说主，你告诉我当如何行。
Teach me what to say to my children.
告诉我如何教导我的孩子。
Give me favor with people at work.
让我在上班的地方，在人的面前蒙恩。
I mean, give me wisdom to know what to do at school.
给我上学的时候有智慧，知道如何做。
Help God my relationship with my wife or my husband or my family.
叫我与我的配偶、我的家人的关系能够好。
Make my home a place of blessing and comfort.
让我的家充满了祝福，充满了安慰。
These are things we want, amen.
我们岂不是常要这些东西吗？
Amen. Aren't these the things we want?
这些岂不是我们要的事吗？
Aren't these the things that we're praying for?
我们岂不是常常祈求这样的事吗？
Aren't these the things that we're asking our friends and co-laborers in the church to pray for?
我们甚至请别人为我们代祷这些事，不是吗？
And God gives us these things.
而神是愿意要给我们的。
But then the voice of the Spirit also says, stop.
但是同时圣灵常对我们说不要做这事。
Don't say that.
不要说这样的话。
Don't look at that.
不要看那个污秽的事。
Don't act that way.
不要这样行为。
Or go and talk to that person, make that right, tell them you're sorry.
去跟那个人和好，跟他道歉。
We cannot reject that part of the Spirit.
我们不可能当圣灵这样感动我们的时候我们拒绝。
And then rightly expect that the fullness of all these other benefits of the Spirit will come easily into our life.
同时又希望神全面的祝福毫不打折扣地进到我们的生命里。
One thing I've discovered about things that have switches and buttons and knobs on them.
我发现很多东西如果你是可以开或关或是按钮，按一个按钮就可以了。
Does that make sense? Is, you know, you push a button, you turn it off and on, off and on, off and on.
你知道什么东西是可以打开关起来打开关起来无论是按的或转的。
Those little buttons and knobs break.
常常呢没有多久这些开关会坏掉的。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我的意思吗？
Well, and with the things of the Spirit, they don't exactly break.
当然属灵的事不定说它会像开关那样坏掉。
It just doesn't work well that way.
只是你发现呢常常操作是不太容易的。
Always trying to, yes God, no God.Yes, God, no God.
若是我们属灵的
yes, God, no God.
光景就是这样不一致，一这边说是的主，这边又说不要不要，这边说是的是的，这边又说我不要做。
Fill me up, Lord. No, that's enough. That's too much.
主啊，充满我啊，不过这个事情不行。
More, 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 God.
多多的充满我。
No, 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 God.
哦，不行不行，这个我不行，不能顺服。
Isn't this how we are sometimes?
我们是不是常常在这个矛盾的里面
？It doesn't work well.
好像我们跟随主的属灵生活，好像那个。功效不顺利。
Our heart is a vessel.
我们的心乃是一个器皿。
We must hold our vessel, our heart up to the Lord.
我们必须把这个器皿，我们的心带到神的面前。
Fill me, God, with your spirit.
说神啊，充满你的圣灵在这里。
All of your spirit.
把你的圣灵充满我的心。
More of your Holy Spirit.
更多的充满。
Speak to me everything you want to say, God.
告诉我关乎每一件事你的心意。
Amen.
阿们吗
？Encourage me about your love.
鼓励我你的爱。
But speak to me about my sin.
而且提醒我所有犯罪的事。
Encourage me how to love my children.
鼓励我如何爱我的孩子。
And tell me when I need to admit my problems or my failures.
但是也告诉我我当向孩子认错或我的失败的地方。
It all goes together.
这是双面的。
Are you hearing my heart this morning?
你们听见我今天从心里向你们的交通吗？
We want to be filled with God's Spirit, amen?
我们常常求神的灵充满我们。
Let's keep the door open, amen?
那我们就必须心是完全敞开的。
Not open, closed, open, closed.
不是一下开一下关。
Turn with me to Luke 11.
路加福音十一章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Jesus here teaching his disciples about prayer.
在这里主教导门徒如何祷告。
Praise God that prayer is God's idea. Amen.
感谢主，祷告这个意念是从神来的。
Us asking prayers is God's plan to meet the needs of our life.
我们祷告的目的是什么呢？就是叫神的计划在我们今天的需要里能够得以实现。
Verse 9.
第九节说道
I tell you ask and it will be given to you.
我告诉你们你们祈求就给你们
Seek and you shall find.
你们寻找就寻见
Knock and it will be opened to you.
叩门就给你们开门
For everyone who asks receives.
因为凡祈求的就得着
And the one who seeks finds.
寻找的就必寻见
And to the one who knocks it will be opened.
叩门的就给他开门
If we ask, Jesus assures us, he will answer.
所以我们求主耶稣告诉我们他会回答的。
If we seek, he will help us find the answers.
我们若是寻找他会帮助我们寻见。
If we knock on the door of heaven,
我们若敲天上的门
he doesn't leave us out there knocking and knocking and knocking.
他不会把我们关在门外让我们一直敲门。
Like a bad salesman we don't want to talk to.
就像上门的推销员我们常常是不开门的。
No, Jesus answers when we knock.
当我们叩门的时候主耶稣是会开门的。
What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish, give him a serpent?
你们中间做父亲的有谁孩子跟你要 鱼你给他一个蛇呢
Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion?
或者呢要饼要鸡蛋给他蝎子呢
Do we have any fathers like that here?
我们在这里有这样的爸爸吗
Your son asks for a meal and you give him something that bites him?
有孩子说我饿了你要食物吃你给他一个东西会咬他的
No, everybody is a good father here. We don't have any but fathers like that here.
我相信我们都是好爸爸没有这样的爸爸坐在我们当中的
Verse
13 13节说到
If you thenWho are evil know how to give good gifts to your children.
你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给你们的儿女。
How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to be afraid of asking for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不要害怕以至于不敢向神求圣灵。
The Holy Spirit comforts us.
圣灵是要来安慰我们的。
Teaches us.
教导我们的。
And empowers us.
给我们能力的。
The Holy Spirit helps us live the Christian life.
圣灵帮助我们过一个基督徒的生活。
The Holy Spirit reminds us we are never alone.
圣灵提醒我们我们不是孤单的。
That God will never leave us.
神永远不会离弃我们。
Oh, how we need that, don't we?
我们岂不都需要这样的安慰吗
？That assurance that He's with us.
这样的保证吗
？That we're not by ourselves.
让我们知道我们不是孤单的。
You ask for the Holy Spirit, and God will give it to you.
所以，当我们向他求圣灵，父会给我们的。
If we have been guilty of wanting a little bit of the Spirit over here, but quenching the Spirit in other areas of our life.
若是我们是属于那种一面要圣灵，一面又消灭圣灵感动的人。
Just tell the Lord this morning.
今天早晨我们可以告诉父说。
God forgive me, I'm sorry.
神啊。
I'm sorry for working against the work of the Holy Spirit in my life.
赦免我，赦免我常常拒绝圣灵。
God forgive me, and I choose this morning to open my heart wide to everything that the Holy Spirit wants to say.
但是今天早晨我愿意把我的心打开，全面的接受圣灵想要做的事。
Amen.Amen?
Amen.
Young person, do you want God to help you in school?
年轻人你需要神在学业上帮助你吗?
Maybe you're saying, Lord, teach me, show me how to handle this class or be able to get this grade.
你也许说神啊帮助我知道怎么读这科怎么样拿到好的成绩。
But then when you're on the internet, you see something that the Holy Spirit says, don't look at that.
但是你在上网的时候常常你看到一个不该看的东西圣灵说不要看。
You're maybe tempted to say something that the Holy Spirit says, don't say that.
或者你想要说一个不合适的话圣灵在里面禁止你。
And you persist and do the thing that the Spirit said not do.
你仍然固执地做那个圣灵叫你不要做的事。
Do you see how that is inconsistent?
你看到你在你的生命中有一个属灵的不一致吗?
We're frustrating the work of the Holy Spirit when we disobey God's will for our life.
当我们违背神在我们生命中的旨意的时候，我们会叫圣灵担忧的。
Ask the Lord to help you.
早晨让我们求神帮助我们。
Tell the Lord if you have been stopping and starting, stopping, starting.
若是我们常常一面接受一面拒绝，反复的发生这样的情形。
Lord, forgive me. I will listen.And I will receive and I will embrace everything that you say to me.
我们可以告诉神说神求你赦免我我现在愿意全面接受你所有的工作。
Amen.
Amen.
Does that make sense, brothers and sisters?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我早晨的交通你们听得懂吗?
Isn't this reasonable?
是不是一个合理的分享呢?
Fathers, would you not expect your children...To listen to all your words, not just some of your words.
做父亲的，你岂不希望你的儿女听你所有的教导，而不是部分的？
It's the same with us.
我们与父神也是这样。
God has sent His Holy Spirit inside us to talk to us and show us what to do.
神已经把他的圣灵赐给我们，教导我们所当行的。
Amen. Does anybody want more of the Holy Spirit?
有谁愿意更多得着圣灵的？
If you'd like a fresh start with God's Spirit,
若是你愿意跟神的灵有一个更新的情形
I just encourage you just to stand up and just open your hands like this.
我请你站起来
Can you do that?
请你站起来把你的手向着神举起双手举起
And just tell the Lord, say, God, I want the fullness of your Spirit.
告诉阿爸父亲
the fullness of
我要你丰满的圣灵
If God has convicted you this morning that you have been resisting or quenching or grieving the Spirit, saying no to some things and yes to others, just tell the Lord, God forgive me, have mercy upon me. That is not what I want to do, Lord.
若是你曾常消灭圣灵的感动，今天早晨你愿意在神面前悔改，你就向神呼求赦免你，并且告诉神你愿意接受他全面的工作。
Lord, we just choose to say yes to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
父啊，我们愿意向圣灵说是。
Yes, God, we need your comfort and encouragement.
是的，父啊，我们需要你的安慰，你的鼓励。
Yes, we need your love, God, and direction and leadership in our lives.
我们需要你的爱，我们需要你的引导。
God, we need your power in our life.
父啊，我们也需要你的能力。
God, we don't want to be bound up by fear and anxiety and anxious about everything. God, we want a sound mind in our life, strong mind in our life, Lord, in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们不要一个主啊惧怕的心，我们要刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
So God, we ask for more of your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us and touch us, Lord.
父啊，差遣你的圣灵充满我们。
Amen. God, we just choose to say yes every day to the Holy Spirit.
我们每一天都愿意向圣灵说是。
Amen.
是的。
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
God, I just pray that if there's anything that you convicted us of this morning, that we would just deal with it. We would respond to you, God.
主啊，我们祷告今天早晨，若是你在我们心中光照我们，提醒我们该回转的事。
God, just show us what to do. We thank you, Lord, that you're the one that shows us how to respond in every situation.
求你就教导我们当如何面对这些情况。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, we just give you our heart, Lord. May we ask you for tender hearts that would be sensitive to the sound of your Spirit.
主啊，给我们一个柔软的心，叫我们向着你的圣灵的引导敏感。
So often, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit whispers.
很多时候圣灵是用他微小的声音说话。
And we need a sensitive ear and a sensitive heart to hear and to discern the whisper of the Spirit.
我们需要有一个柔软的心，敏感的耳朵，叫我们能够听见圣灵的声音。
Just ask the Lord for a heart and an ear that can hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
所以我们就向神求一个能听见他的声音，
yes, God.
一个柔软的心。
Yes, God.Say yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
yes,
Jesus. Pour down your blessing.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
God, I would just ask you to speak to us this morning.
Jesus.
Speak to us this morning, Lord.
向我们说话，主啊，谢谢你。
Tune our ear to your voice this morning.
叫我们有可听的耳朵，可以听见你的声音。
Yes, God. if we have grown unaccustomed to hearing your voice, I pray that you would refresh that ability.
主啊，若是我们已经习惯不听你的声音的，求你早晨将我们的那个音波再重新调整，叫我们听见你的声音。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love this. You can put your hands down now if you want. Continue to pray.
我们可以一面继续祷告，或者也可以把手放下来。
I love the story of little Samuel.
我喜欢圣经中讲到撒母耳的故事。记不记得他住在圣殿的里面，很小的时候就住在圣殿里。当神呼叫他的时候，他以为是先知以利的声音，祭司以利的声音。很多时候我们很像那个以利。很多时候呢，神向我们说话，但是我们常常搞不清楚，以为是别人的声音。所以撒母耳起先搞不清楚是神在叫他，但是几次之后呢，那以利就帮助他，跟他说是神在叫你，所以你可以回到床上去躺下，在那躺卧在床上，下一次你再听到同样的声音的时候，你就说一句，就说神啊，我在这里，我听从你。也许你没有办法听清楚神的声音，因为你常常是有选择性的倾听。我鼓励你从现在开始，或者明天醒来的时候，你第一个反应就说，神啊，我在这里预备好了，我预备好了，请你说话，我已经预备好来顺服你的要求，我会做任何你要我做的事。阿们吗？
The church doesn't need any, in my estimation, my opinion, any great leaders.
教会不是需要一个什么大有能力的超级领袖。
We just need a lot more little Samuels.
而是需要许多微小的撒母耳。
Who will say, "Here I am, your servant is listening."
都愿这个撒母耳的心是主啊，我在这里，求你吩咐。
Okay.
我们做一个祷告。 主，我们感谢你。谢谢你赐给我们里面宝贵的内住的圣灵。圣灵天天安慰我们，爱我们，引导我们，提醒我们你与我们同在，提醒我们，我们属于你，我们也属于你的家。我们不是孤儿，我们不是一个错误而出生的生命，我们乃是你宝贝的孩子。我们也愿意选择顺服你，我们选择跟随你。因此我们求你让圣灵新鲜的来触摸我们，提醒我们你的爱、你的教导和你的能力。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。